without any more further ado, the 45th President of the United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very nice of you. Thank you. We did it, right? We did it. Listen, I don't want to talk about Russia or collusion. I don't want to talk about, China. I would like to talk about The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. I mean, it's the greatest podcast of all time. It's big league, okay? I would probably have the greatest one, but I don't know. It's a tough call, believe me. I know, it's crazy to say that, right? The Laughter Life with Adam McKay is big, 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 big time.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. I am your host, Adam McKay. Sorry it's been so long. It's summer, you know, it's July. Lots are going on here. Lots are going on here. So thanks for joining us. Thanks to the President of the United States for that wonderful emailed promo. Good man, good man, good honest man. Thank you very much, Mr. Trump, I believe is your name. Don't have a ton, really, I don't think. I wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to some fellow podcasters before we get going here. I've been getting a lot of support, and so Bill and Frank Eat Pop Culture, that's a great podcast for anyone that likes movies and TV and shit. Another great one, Cutting Class Podcast, which is kind of like a comedic history podcast by a couple of teachers. I believe they're history teachers, I don't know 100%, but I listened to one on, what the hell was it on? Hollow Earth, and it was pretty great. Really liked it, and I will be going back to listen to them. A few others I might have mentioned already. Drinkopedia, these people have a few wobbly pops, and they just get going and talk about whatever, and it's a lot of fun. Average Joe's podcast is another one. Killer Rabbit, we've talked about them a little bit. And, this is going to bother me that I don't have this all written down in a nice little package for you. Shitballs. Also, Po' Boys, and House of Snark. They have some pretty cool, borderline controversial episodes on things, topics such as abortion, for instance. But that's pretty fun, and it's kind of loose, and, you know, they're not much unlike us here, and just show a little bit of the light side of darker stuff, maybe, that's going on in life, because we all need a little bit of medicine that way sometimes. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay, I sent a little bit of a thing out there for people to tweet the show live, send us some stuff live. So I'm just going to be fumbling through this like a bumbling idiot. I did the podcast things. Ford Bronco. I got Ford Bronco written down here, and I don't think it's because I wanted to talk about that son of a bitch murdering bastard O.J. Simpson. But I guess I did just now, didn't I then? Damn. But the Ford Bronco's coming out in 2020, and we don't know what it's going to be about. Although Ford did tweet me, and they said it's going to – what did they say? It's going to be convertible for sure, and a two-door version is going to be available for sure. So that's kind of cool they did that. Okay, somebody just tweeted me here, Laugh Life Adam will have something to say about this in his podcast. And then they tagged a news story, new gender identity options for driver's license and photo ID cards. Oh, fuck. I don't even know. I don't care anymore. I really don't care. I mean, I said my piece on this stuff, and just God bless anybody that can do whatever the fuck they want, as long as they're not hurting anyone else, I guess. That's really all that matters. But I'll never understand it, and God damn it, if they take away my right to just say it's a little bit fucking weird, okay? That should be a sex. I think people that don't know their sex is weird a little. That's my sex. But also, man. Okay, I got another thing from this fella. Who is this guy? Fire Pro King. What a good fan he is. Okay, what carnival ride or game would you operate if you achieved your dream of being a carny? Well, this guy thinks he's pretty cute. But I don't wish to be a carny, but I will answer the question in the manner that you're hoping for, sir, or madam, or X, or whatever. Fuck off. Okay. What carnival ride or game would you operate if you achieved your dream of being a carny? There's only one that sticks out, and it's the Tilt-A-Whirl. I just love those swirling clown faces on those little cuppy-looking things. And for whatever reason, also, Shoot to Thrill is always blaring. I don't know if maybe it's just the carnies in my neck of the woods, but fucking goddammit, they love themselves some AC/DC. But who can blame them? Who can blame them? I don't even know. Did I do a proper intro or not? You're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay, everybody. You can follow us on Twitter at LaughLifeAdam. And thanks for being with us. Getting tons of blah, blah, blah. And I hate this self-promotion shit. I hate it. But all of my Googling research says I have to be, you know, reiterating this stuff. So thank you all very so much. Blah, 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 blah. I got some other words written down here. Carmine Street Guitars. Oh, Carmine Street Guitars is a pretty cool documentary I watched. And it's about, I think his name is Rick Kelly, and he's a guitar, he's a luthier out of New York City. And what he does is he gets reclaimed wood from old buildings from the old city, from the Bowery and from, I think, the Chumley Hotel, maybe? Chumley? I don't know what it is. But he made a really cool one on the show out of the McSorley's Pub, which is like the oldest pub in New York City. And I'm not sure if it was floorboards or what, but he makes these guitars and he uses old reclaimed wood, you know, a couple hundred-year-old wood. It's pretty fucking cool. And I suggest anyone who's into music and guitars, check out Carmine Street Guitars. And Rick Kelly is his name, and that was a pretty cool show. Treated same versus treated fair equals not equal. Okay, see, remember I told you a few shows back that sometimes trying to decipher these words I write down was like trying to read, some demented painter's dick swabs. But I have treated same versus treated fair equals not equal. And now I can't figure out what that means. I'm going to take a stab at this. Treating people the same and treating them fairly are not the same thing. For instance, if you are a completely incompetent fucking buffoon and you hold the same job title as someone who is a very competent professional individual, I will treat you fairly, both of you, but I will not treat you the same because it is your merits and your own, your own character, the character you've created for yourself with your own actions, because everyone knows character is action, right? Character is what someone will do. So I'm going to treat you both fairly. But because you are not the same, I will not treat you the same. But it will have nothing to do with anything other than your character. And if you're both of equal characters, you will get the same treatment. But if you are not of equal characters, and one of you is a big piece of shit, you're going to be treated like a big piece of shit. And if anyone out there finds themselves being treated like big pieces of shit, I strongly suggest that you find a mirror and look in it deeply. And ask yourself, am I a big piece of shit? And if so, is there anything I can do to improve myself? And if these are the sort of thoughts you're having, don't give up on life. Don't give up on your big piece of shit self. Figure it as what you have to do to make yourself better. You know, people aren't born amazing. They just are born equally, fairly, and the same. They were equally born, fairly the same, okay? And it is only through what they do that they can carve out the life that they want for themselves. That is it. And yes, individual circumstances may cause it, may cause scenarios to be easier or more difficult, depending on the scenario. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. You know, you may have to work harder than the next guy, but that's no excuse not to. Because you know what? If you're of the attitude that you're going to work harder than the next guy anyway, you'll find yourself at the top of whatever it is you want to be the top of. And that's it. And none of this shit has anything to do with what kind of other thing you want to have sex with. Whether it's a man, a woman, or an ex, or whatever. A horeskin. Nobody gives a shit, really. Same with race and culture and stuff. Who cares? Who cares how much longer your ancestors remained on the equatorial plane of Earth versus mine, causing them to be darker in complexion? Nobody cares. Well, some may, but I don't. And you don't have to either. Just do your best. Be good to each other. And that's it. And I think that's what I meant to say when I wrote down, treated same versus treated fair equals not equal. And I digress from that. And I can't even believe we're 12 minutes into this, because I feel like half of it was nonsense, and I apologize. One of my good friends drove me home from work today because I had an incident where I locked myself and my girlfriend out of our house and out of our car. And I was graciously whisked away to work by a colleague, and my girlfriend got the same treatment, and God bless them for that. I'm not going to get into any more details than that. So anyway, this friend of mine drove me home, and in a roundabout way, he said, I need to buy a mic because I sound like a big piece of shit, but only compared to every single other podcast, though, was the caveat. But God bless him, good friend of the show. We'll just call him Dan P., and he's a great guy, and I appreciate all of the jams he's ever gotten me out of. And I just looked at him and said, listen, buddy, we do have a Patreon page, so you can just check that out, everybody. Just look up The Laughter Life with Adam McKay on Patreon, and if you really care about the sound quality, you'll join the club, and you'll get extra bonus points and whatever. I don't know. You'll have to look at the page to see all the perks and bonuses you get, but it's whatever. It's like a dollar a month or some shit, but I only need like 5,000 of you a month to start paying me a dollar each, and then I'll quit my job, and I'll do this for you, for a living. I will work for you, and you can write in and call in and email, and I'll be a little monkey that dances every month for $5,000. Okay, moving on from that rant. Again, I don't know why. I'm not on coke. I'm not on anything. I'm just happy to be home with Abby, my sidekick, the Black Lab. And you probably could hear her panting and just breathing in the background over the last number of episodes, because she's just, I don't know, she doesn't have much to say, but she wants to be heard. She's one of these kind of dogs. Moving on. Okay, Real Housewives of Wherever. That's what I have written down. Oh, right. Okay, so the Real Housewives of whatever, LA, Real Housewives of New York. I think they should rename the show. I think the show should be Live-In Prostitutes of Wherever, because I watched about 5 minutes of the show, and it doesn't seem like they do anything except for hang out and drink, complain about the men from which they are parasitically living from, and just bitch on each other. And then one of them had the gall to say to another one, you set back women 100 years. And they were like, oh, God. Anyway, I'm surprised that with the climate, the political climate that we're in right now, and, you know, everybody's just screaming to be treated equally, I'm very surprised that any network would want to air a show like that. Because whoever said this to the other one, you set back women 100 years, definitely frequents retards, because that whole show, in my opinion, sets back women 100 years. I don't think it's a very fairly accurate or adequate way to represent women. But at the same time, that's right now is me not signaling virtue, but that's like me, I'm like toting the party line of the climate that is, you know, PC right now. I don't actually give a crap because it's just one particular small group of women. They don't represent other women. No other women is expecting them to represent them. Because here's the thing. Nobody represents anybody else but themselves. Okay? That's it. And anyone that thinks different is crazy. And I guess there will be one small... I'll use policing as an example. There maybe is a small window where you can act a certain way and represent other people. If you're a police officer and you're wearing a uniform, not only are you representing whatever that uniform represents, which could be a city or a state or whatever, county, you're representing everyone else that's wearing that uniform. So there may come a time that you're being a douchebag and someone comes over to you and says, fucking guy, you're being a douchebag, man. And you're like, mind your own business. It's like, well, you know what? We wear the same uniform. So when you're going around with your douchery, and then I'm the next guy that has to deal with the same people that you were doucherily debacling around, that represents me, man. And they just, you know, they get on me for something you did. But again, this is even that is toting this PC party line, because the people that notice one guy being a douche should not presume that every single person they see in that uniform is going to behave like that particular guy. And it's no different. You know, back when the Black Lives, Blue Lives bullshit was going on, here's the thing. No lives matter, really. So there is an equal playing there. No fucking lives matter, okay? No lives matter. But also is true is no lives matter any more or less than any other lives matter. And for people to think that, this certain group of people are all the same. They all come from a certain part of town, and they all dress the same, they all look the same. If I see one of them, I can accurately estimate how they're going to be because I've seen somebody that looks like them previously doing something. That's no different than the civilians looking at the police saying, this police guy is a racist or he's whatever, he's a douchebag, so the next police officer I see is going to be the same as him. That's not how it works. So it goes both ways, and it's a tough thing to swallow, I guess, for some people. But for me, it's all about individuals, okay? Everybody is different, and everybody's the same. Treat everybody the same, unless they're different. Okay? Does that make sense? Of course it doesn't. It's retarded. And yes, I just did feast down at retards, okay? But here's the thing. Treat everyone fairly. That's all you can do. Not the same. Fairly. Treat them fair. Give everyone respect. And the onus is on them to show you that they do or don't deserve that respect. And you just behave appropriately as you're going forward, okay? Arm yourselves with reason and logic as you move through life. And another thing I mentioned to a colleague today in why I'm trying to be keen all the time is I think of this sometimes. I don't want my name in a headline. I don't want my name in a news story about why something went horribly wrong because so-and-so was sleeping on the job or doing something stupid. That's never going to be me. And if you walk around life with that, just the way back of your mind, you don't have to be fucking bloody nose thinking about it all the time. But just be careful, you know, be conscious of what you're doing. Be conscious of the potential futures you may create with your decisions today, okay? And God damn, this rant is going on forever. I'm going to have to listen to all this shit back. Ugh, fuck. Oh, another quote from these live-in prostitutes of New York was, the only thing I'll settle for is more. That's what one of these fucking assholes said. The only thing I'll settle for is more. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Anyway, pretty tired. I'm sorry I came home from work and I rushed this piece of shit out too much. And one of my very good friends said we sounded like pieces of shit. And now I feel like I got to go buy a mic. Anyway, thank you all so very much for your follows, subscriptions. What else do you do? Your emails, your support. You can check us out on Twitter. We're at Laugh Life Adam. We're at Laugh Life Adam on Twitter. That's our Twitter handle. You can also check us out on Patreon. If you want to, I think the lowest thing you can do is you can send us $1 a month, and that will open up special episodes for you, discounts on any merchandise we ever get. And there's different tiers you can sign up for. And all that money, 100% of all that money, is going to go back into creating content for you guys. So that's episodes, that's better quality episodes, better mic, better mixing equipment, I guess. I don't fucking know, really. But this stuff is all going to go back into the show. And also, a lot of friends are mentioning doing a YouTube channel. So if that means doing video podcast episodes and maybe having a secondary mic or a mic that can, you know, I can do interviews with people. There's a lot of great guests that have asked to be on the show. And I know a lot of really interesting people that I think everyone would love to hear from. So anyway, you can support us on Patreon. I hate doing the soliciting bullshit, but whatever. We're on there. You can check us out if you want. But it's free to follow us at Twitter. We're at Laugh Life Adam. I want to thank the sponsors, Retard's Family Restaurant, old Ricardo Retardo. He, you know, they don't pay us a whole lot of money. They pay us in salmon farts. So anyway, the Patreon, the Twitter. That's it. Thank you all so very much again. I'm going to listen to all this back, and hopefully I'll release it, and I won't delete it. But anyway, you'll either hear it or you won't. Thank you so very much. You all have a very good night.